With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Funeral arrangements have been announced for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who died Sunday at age 96. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Carter Center says several ceremonies are planned for next week to celebrate the life of Mrs. Carter, the late wife of former President Jimmy Carter. On Monday, there will be a wreath laying at Georgia Southwestern State University, and later she will lie in repose at the Carter Presidential Library, where the public can pay respects. On Tuesday, a tribute service will be held at Emory University. Then on Wednesday, a funeral service for family and invited friends before a private burial at the Carter family residence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, if you're one of the 55 million people expected to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday, you may want to keep an eye on the weather forecast. Julie Walker has more.
National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinax says a storm system could slow down your Thanksgiving holiday plans if you're leaving late Monday through Wednesday.
Severe weather possible in the south, heavy rain in parts of the east, and even some measurable snow and slick conditions in parts of the interior northeast.
And he says Tuesday may be the worst day for flyers.
When the storm system's got rain from the Great Lakes, severe weather possible, even in parts of the southeast. And then eventually by Tuesday afternoon in the mid-Atlantic and northeast by evening, those will be times when the most unsettled and windy conditions.
I'm Julie Walker.
An elevated Los Angeles freeway closed by a November 11th arson fire reopened ahead of this morning's commute. That's at least a day earlier than previously announced. On Wall Street, the Dow had 104 points and the NASDAQ adding 110 points. This is SRN News. Another megachurch quits the UMC.
This time it's Christ Methodist Church in Mobile, Alabama. Its 5,000 members have voted to leave the denomination over its embrace of homosexual ordination and gay marriage. The United Methodist Church has been losing congregations at an accelerating rate ever since it decided to abandon biblical teaching on sexuality, and the flood shows no sign of abating. A formal split is scheduled to be effected by UMC officials next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Russian Justice Ministry has filed a lawsuit with the nation's Supreme Court to outlaw the LGBT International Public Movement because it is extremist. The ministry argues that authorities have identified extremism in gay organizations inside the country and accuses them of inciting social and religious discord. Russia's Supreme Court has scheduled a hearing to consider the lawsuit for November 30th. This is SRN News. South Korea's military has warned North Korea not to go ahead with its planned spy satellite launch.
A senior official has suggested South Korea could suspend an inter-Korean agreement to reduce tensions and resume frontline aerial surveillance in response. North Korea's first two attempts to put a spy satellite into space failed, and its promised third attempt has been delayed. Seoul officials say the delay likely was because the North's receiving Russian technology assistance, and the launch could happen in the coming days. The UN Security Council bans any satellite launches by North Korea because it views them as a disguised test of its missile technology. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
A cholera outbreak in Zimbabwe suspected of killing more than 150 people and infecting more than 8,000. The WHO warning this year that cholera in Africa is rising amid a global surge. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.